As we draw near the end of the Advent season, I'll be sharing some final thoughts about preparing to welcome the Lord. Stay tuned because we start now. Hey, welcome to the show. Come on in, make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. We are here once again walking through Advent together. We are getting near to the end of the Advent season, getting near to the end of the Advent radio retreat. And I want to thank you for hanging in there with me. We just have a few days left. We're going to do a show tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and then on Friday I'll be taking the day off. So here's what we're going to do. Tonight we'll read our Mass readings, which are from Wednesday of the fourth week of Advent. We'll also have a little bit of a reflection, sort of a Christmas Eve type reflection. I know it's not Christmas Eve, but there's a good chance you're listening to this on Christmas Eve. And on tomorrow's show, since we don't do a show on Christmas Day, I'm going to be sharing some thoughts about what happened on Christmas Day. I think that would be really appropriate, don't you? So that's what we're going to do. We're also going to pray our St. Andrew Novena. And got lots of good things in the upcoming 30 minutes. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you. I really do. I want to thank you for participating in this Advent radio retreat. I love doing it every year, and I sincerely hope that, and even though you have a couple of days left, I hope that you have found yourself being drawn closer to Christ throughout the Advent season. If you find yourself talking to Him more, if you find yourself reading Scripture, if you find yourself receiving the sacrament of confession more frequently, if you find yourself wanting to receive the Eucharist more frequently, well, then you did a good job. Then this Advent was a success. If you were able to look at some of the clutter in your life, the internal clutter, you know, the kind I'm talking about, and you were able to clear some of it out and make some room for the Lord, well, that was a really good thing. And here's what you need to remember. Just because you clear out that clutter, you've got to fill that clutter up with, or that space created by the empty clutter, you have to fill that space up with Jesus. Because if you don't, you're going to find it being filled up with more clutter, or the evil one could even get in there and really start to play mind games with you. So you want to be careful about that, and you want to make sure that you continue to fill your mind up with good things. That's why I love the fact that we could do this show every night, every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, so that we can discuss good, positive information about Christ, things that will help you to grow closer to Him. You know, at the top of the list is Sacred Scripture. I can't do much better than that, than to let you hear Him speak through the pages of the Bible. Now, after next week, we're going to continue our Christmas theme, and we'll do the Mass readings, we'll do some reflections, we'll keep focusing on this the great gift of the Word becoming flesh. But after that, we'll go back to our regular nightly themes. Some of them may be different than we were doing before the retreat. I'm still not 100% positive what I'll be doing, but some of them might be different. Some of them might be the same. That'll take us up to the Lenten retreat, which I do plan to do on the program, and I hope you can participate in that as well. We will do a Lenten retreat. I'll give you more information as we grow closer. But once again, we're going to try to grow closer to Christ during the Lenten season. Now, Lent has a bit more of a penitential quality to it. It's a little bit more painful than Advent. Advent's not necessarily a painful season, although it can be. Anytime you start to clean up some of the problem areas in your life, that's going to be a little painful. And that's a good thing, because it can be difficult to break some of the bad habits that we are so used to the sins that we're so used to committing over the course of our lives. It's often hard to break those bad habits. But when you do it, it is absolutely worth it. So we'll continue. I will continue to do my part to help you to grow closer to the Lord, to grow closer to the Lord, and to really get to know Him better. And something we want to keep doing, we just don't want to do it for Advent. We want to keep doing it throughout the year. So if you have any questions, if there's anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to contact me. It's going to get a little busy over the next few days, but I can still get your emails, and if I need to, I can get back to you. You just let me know if there's anything I can do. I know that you're in my prayers. Know that you have been in my prayers throughout this Advent retreat. And we're going to do this, and we are going to continue moving forward The fact that you're able to make time for this program is a great thing. It means you're on the right track, because this is a very hectic time of year. If you made it this far, man, you did great. Hang in there. We got a couple more days to go, and then we will be celebrating the birth of our Lord on Friday. And that's a very special day. So you did a good job. Congratulations. And I'm really pleased with the way this retreat worked. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you're a new listener to the program, I want to welcome you. We do this every Monday through Friday at On Blog Talk Radio. We put the podcast up in the evening. The podcast is available on blogtalkradio.com. It's available on followingthetruth.com. And it's also available on iTunes. So you have a number of different ways to listen to this podcast. And I always crack myself up when I talk about this, because I realize that you obviously, if you're listening to this, then you have figured out how to listen to the podcast. I know. But I always like to let you know that there are other ways to listen to it as well. I want to thank you for responding when I've asked for help with donations. And again, I still do need some financial donations to keep my full-time work going strong in 2016. If you're able to help me, please, I really could use it. You just go to followingthetruth.com, go to the donate page, and you can make a secure donation through PayPal. You can either become a monthly sponsor of my work, or you can make a one-time donation. Two other ways that you can support my work is to, whenever you're shopping at Amazon, to go to followingthetruth.com first and to click on the Amazon.com link on the right-hand side of any of the pages of my website. And that'll take you into Amazon.com, just regular old Amazon.com, and it'll flag you as coming from my website. And what that means is any purchase you make results in a small profit for me. So it helps me to get a commission on anything that you purchase. If you're going to shop there anyway, if you would just always remember to do that, to go in to Amazon through followingthetruth.com, that would really help. And also, if you're looking for some of the greatest coffee that you have ever had, consider ordering something from Mystic Monk Coffee. It's fantastic coffee. It's brewed by Carmelite monks who live in Wyoming. And if you want to get some great coffee, check it out. You could do that from my website as well, followingthetruth.com. So if you click on the Amazon link, you click on the Mystic Monk link, and or you make a donation through the donate page, either any of those ways help me to keep going financially, and I'm very, very grateful for your support. You're the reason I'm here. The only reason I can continue this show is because of the fact that you are helping me to keep it on the air. And if you like the work that I do and you're able to contribute, I would greatly appreciate it, and I thank you in advance. And as always, if you would like to invite me to your parish, I'd love to come to your parish to give a talk. You can do that by either emailing me or at gary@followingthetruth.com, or by going to followingthetruth.com, looking at some of my potential talks, and contact me through the contact page. There are a number of different ways to do that, and I am booking for 2016 right now, so if you'd like to make that happen, I would love to come to your parish and to meet you and to meet your parishioners as well. And as always, if you have any questions about anything, never hesitate to contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, that's it for the business. Now, in a couple minutes, we will pray our St. Andrew Novena. Last couple of days for this. And then we will take a look at the Mass readings and do a little reflection about Christmas Eve as we prepare to close out the Advent season, really tomorrow, or if you're listening to this tomorrow, this is where I get confused. If you're listening to this tomorrow, then it's not tomorrow, it's today. But for old Gary, I've got to keep this simple, otherwise I'm going to get really confused. The beverage du jour today, I'm going to take a sip of that right now as we get started. Is a nice hot cup of community coffee, which is excellent coffee. Not, you know, I'm a big fan of Mystic Monk, but I also have other favorites as well. Community Coffee is based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And man, they got some great coffee. And courtesy of my good friends Neil and Cindy, they sent up some of this. This is pecan praline. And it is really, really tasty. That's the flavor of the day, the beverage du jour. And I hope that you've got a great snack. Hope you got a good beverage. And I hope you're ready to start talking about Jesus. So if you're ready, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for giving us this great season of Advent, a time for growing close to you through your Son, Jesus, asking for help from the Holy Spirit, as well as the angels and the saints. We're trying to grow closer to you, Father. We're trying to clean up the problem areas in our lives. We're trying to get rid of some of the clutter, the bad clutter, and replace it with good things. And that's why we want to learn more about you. We want to learn more about your son. We want to learn more about the teachings of your church. So we ask you to help us to do that. We ask you to help us be able to break from those things which keep us away from you, those things which can distract us, which can get in the way. We ask you to help us with those things. Father, we also ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with financial issues, those who may be battling addictions. Please help them all and bring them your peace. We ask you to help us with our own personal needs and intentions. And I ask you, Father, to take over this show from me. I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me today, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you forever, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, Blessed Mother Mary, we turn to you, and as we always do, we ask for your intercession. We ask for your help as we struggle to continue on this road, which will one day, with the help of the Lord, lead to eternal life in heaven. And together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now let's begin our St. Andrew Novena. And as a reminder, we're going to do this 15 times. And then we will pray for our specific intention or intentions, whatever that may be, firmly believing that the Lord will answer in the best way possible. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem, in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. Great to be here with you today as we continue our Advent radio retreat. Isn't it great that you don't even have to go anywhere to do this retreat? I know. It's a crazy time of year. A lot going on. And I thought it was really good. Well, when I first started this, I think we did the first one 5 years ago, the first Advent retreat. It was really good that we wouldn't have to go anywhere to do it, because it's very, very busy. It's a busy time of year. Advent is a tricky time to do anything. And I thought it was good that we were able to do it from the privacy of your own home. So, what's really cool is that we're able to continue this. And what I hope is that this Advent retreat will bear great fruit in your life. And I'm going to be praying for you. And I would ask you to pray for me, and as well as everybody else who's doing this retreat, that we can all grow closer to Christ throughout this Advent season. So here's what we're going to do now. We're going to look at the Mass readings from today, which is Wednesday, December the 23rd. It's Wednesday of the fourth week of Advent. So here we go. Let's take a look at the Mass readings. The first reading is from the book of Malachi, the prophet Malachi, beginning in chapter 3, verse 1. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come into the temple the Lord whom you seek, the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, but who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. Pardon me, I need to take a sip of my coffee. Once again, we see this prophecy of the coming of the Lord, that the Lord will be on the way, that he will be coming soon. And you know, soon, it's a relative term. For thousands of years, people were waiting for the Messiah to arrive. And then I was thinking about this the other day. When Jesus did finally arrive, when he was born, he came into the world as an infant. And we had to wait approximately 30 years for him to grow up. And this is what I want to tell you today. The Lord's got his own schedule. A lot of times, his schedule is different than our schedule. We like things immediately. And that's not generally the way the Lord works. Yes, every now and then he comes through immediately, but more often than not, he comes through in his time and not in our time. So if we could learn to be patient, if we could learn to trust in his timing, we're going to be a lot more peaceful. Because what you need to remember is you can't force the Lord to act more quickly than he desires. He's going to act at the time that is appropriate. And if we start to try to force him, what's going to happen is we will get very frustrated. So once again, this prophecy points to the coming of the Lord, and we do know that one day the Lord, the long-awaited Messiah, would come to the temple. He would come to the temple and be recognized by Simeon, the holy man Simeon, who picked him up and was able to recognize that he was the Messiah. So this prophecy was fulfilled, as are all of the prophecies spoken throughout the Old Testament. And that's the beautiful thing about understanding the Bible, about looking at not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament as well, because we see these prophecies that were written over a period of thousands of years, and then we look to see and recognize the fact that they were indeed fulfilled. So in other words, when the Lord promised something, he came through. Okay, let's see what we have now. So that's the first reading from the prophet Malachi. Now the responsorial psalm, Psalm 25, lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths, guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. So there's your message. Lift up your heads and see, because your redemption is near at hand. As you grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to draw nearer and nearer to your ultimate goal in life. Whether or not you recognize this, it's still the same. Your goal is to get to heaven. And if every day you don't think about that, that still is your goal. And look, it's easy to not think about it. But we want to try to think about it a little bit more and not be so short-sighted. Yeah, we want to get through the day, but we want to remember each day that we are here in this life to get to heaven. And that means that we're going to have to act a certain way, to do certain things in a way that will please the Lord. And eventually that's what we'll need to get to heaven. The gospel is from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Now, we've been looking at the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of St. John the Baptist. And here we have Zechariah still speechless because he didn't believe the words, the message delivered to him by the angel Gabriel, affirming that, yes, his name is indeed to be John, which really shook people up. People did not expect this. And, you know, that's the important thing that we need to remember, that sometimes the works of the Lord, the way the Lord does things, really shakes people up. And this is what the angel told Zechariah, that you shall name him John. And he explained that he would be very special and he would have a very special role. And indeed, John the Baptist did. John the Baptist was the precursor, the person, the forerunner of Jesus, the person who came to announce the Savior, that the Messiah had arrived. John affirmed that, yes, his name will be called John. And immediately, when he obeyed what was told to him by God through the angel, he was able to speak again. And the first thing he did, he blessed God with his tongue. It's a very, very good lesson for us. Are we spending enough time blessing the Lord in our lives? Are we talking about him? Are we giving him credit for the great things that he's done? Just something to think about as we draw closer to Christmas Day. Now, with that in mind, Let's take a look at some final thoughts. Now, this reflection that I'm going to use from the book Meditations from Advent to Lent, this is actually from December the 24th. But again, tomorrow we're going to also talk about Christmas because we will be off on Friday. So I thought it would be a good idea to start focusing on the final day before the Christmas season, the vigil of Christmas, before the solemnity of Christmas, I should say. The increasing tempo of the Advent liturgy has reached its climax. In the beginning, I am exhorted to come and adore the King soon to be born. Then from the third Sunday on, I'm told that the Lord is near. And on December the 21st, the encouraging word was given to me, "Fear not. On the fifth day from now, the Lord will come to you." Now on Christmas Eve, I read that this day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us. And in the morning you shall see his glory. So you see what's happening here. We're getting even closer. We've been doing this throughout the Advent season. Well, now we're going to really step it up. You know, when I travel giving my talks, and the pilots will make some announcements that we expect to be landing in about an hour or so. And then finally, when they begin their initial descent into the area, wherever the airport is, they'll make the announcement, "We are now beginning our initial descent into whatever the city is." And it's exciting because you start to anticipate landing and getting to wherever you're going. Well, that's the case with Advent now. We are about to make our final preparations for Christmas. Today's petition to spend this day in expectation of his coming and an imitation of the recollection of Mary and Joseph. Today is apt to be a busy day. Perhaps I feel sure that I am not going to be very successful. Isn't that how we feel sometimes? We think, man, the next couple of days, they're going to be so busy. I'm not going to be doing a good job meditating. I'm not going to be doing a good job preparing to welcome Jesus. Well, hang in there. Let's see. Perhaps I feel I'm not going to be successful in keeping my thoughts on the coming of the Savior. Yeah, because we've got a lot going on. Well, first of all, let me remember the kind of Christmas Eve Mary and Joseph had so many centuries ago. They had to spend the end of their Advent in a wearisome journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It was, and still is today for poor pilgrims, a 3 or 4 day journey on foot. And I know that Mary and Joseph were not rich. The journey must have been a trying one for both, Mary in the last stages of her pregnancy, and Joseph, who more and more realized the responsibility of his commission to guard the coming Redeemer and his mother. 4 days of constant walking would put most of us modern urbanites out of commission for a week, but the poor of Mary's age were inured to such hardships. And at the end of the journey, further disappointments and difficulties awaited them. They could find no place to stay. In their plight, they had to seek shelter in a roadside cave used to house farm animals. I recall the wonderful words of Isaiah, "For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They shall name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace." And here, in a roadside stable, he comes into the world. What a difference from the way I would have planned it. As I spend today in preparation for his coming, let me not be upset by the various happenings, perhaps some of them unexpected, which may come to me. At such times, it seems that the corners of my human nature may stick out a little farther than usual. For my encouragement, let me think of the patience and trust with which Mary and Joseph accepted the troubles of their Christmas Eve. Tired and footsore, they found not even a corner in the local inn open to them. As Joseph went wearily from door to door looking for some unoccupied room, he did not become angry or frustrated, nor did Mary complain that it was all his fault that the rooms were all taken. Both of them turned such unexpected difficulties to the greater glory of God. Their patient acceptance of his providence should be a good example for me. Let me gladly accept today the additional work, the unexpected duties, the lack of free time as part of my Christmas Eve preparation, and remember that neither Joseph nor Mary spent their Christmas Eve in their room. Boy, that's a good meditation, a good reminder for us to not panic. Yes, it's going to be crazy in the next few days. I sincerely hope that you'll be able to join me tomorrow night. Try to make the time to do it because I do want to spend a little time with you as we head into the solemnity of Christmas. We are out of time now. Have a wonderful night. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow. Why don't you stop by and keep me company, okay? We'll see you then. God bless you.